Hi, my name is Danae. I'm returning a phone call from customer service. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
That was me.
Hi, how may I assist you?
I need a $59.95 charge taken back off my account.
Okay. Could you provide me with a zip code so I can get an account pulled up here?
Are you Sharp Lifestyle?
Ma'am, I am customer service, and in order to assist you, I have to get an account pulled up to see exactly what you may have purchased.
59919.
59919. Thank you. And could you provide me with your name?
Peggy Rosenbaum.
Thank you. Could you verify your address for security purposes?
P.O. Box 190354.
Okay, ma'am. I do see that $59.95 charge on your account. Do you recall on March 5th purchasing mini pods and a smartwatch?
I kind of recall purchasing it. I have never received anything in the mail.
It was delivered to your address that I just asked you to verify March 10th.
Well, I've been to the post office since then, and it's not there. I don't know what to tell you.
Just a moment here.
I do want that $59.95 for the subscription canceled, but the only thing is now, because I did not recognize the two $59.95 charges for those, now my debit card for my account has been canceled. So I don't know how you're going to credit me back.
Yeah.
Unless I can give you a different credit card.
Okay. Just a moment here, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. It looks like I won't be able to process a refund for that, but since you never received the product, I can reship it to you.
No. You will give me the refund for the $59.95. For the $5.95 for what I paid for the product, I really don't care. But the subscription, yes.
That
will be canceled and refunded.
Ma'am, you didn't pay for the product. That was the $59.95 that you paid for the product. You paid shipping and handling for the product.
No, it wasn't. It was $5.90. Okay, $5.95 is what I paid for the shipping and handling. I never received the product. I do not want the product. It was not $59.95. It was paid for the shipping, and I would receive the product. I never received the product, so any charges I want canceled.
Okay,
and
so
I want
if you
my
never
money refunded.
Received it, you were supposed to call in regards to never receiving it. But what I can do as a courtesy,
I don't even remember ordering it.
Okay, ma'am.
And that's not what I was told before. I was told the $59.95 was for some subscription that I should have canceled within 14 days after I received the product that I never received.
No, the $59.95 was for the product. It was for you to the product that you didn't. You
what
say
product?
You did not receive. The watch and the mini pods.
Please don't.
I said the watch that you said you did not receive. That's what I said. The product you said that you did not receive. I didn't say you received.
And?
And what?
And what else? What else? You said something else.
No, I was saying, you didn't let me finish. I was just saying for the product that you did not receive, it's not for a subscription. It was for the product. All you pay was shipping and handling for shipping and handling to have it for 14 days. And in terms and conditions, it stated you would be billed the full amount for the product.
Well, I didn't get the product. I do not want the product. I want a refund.
I'm going to reach out to someone here. Just a moment. Just a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Just waiting on the response, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm still with you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. I'm still just waiting on that response, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay.
Okay, so ma'am, I just got done from, I'm sorry, I apologize, as I was saying, I just got done from communicating with another agent, and the only thing I'm able to do, ma'am, is offer to reship the item or replace the one that was lost in the mail. I'm not able to offer you a refund.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll just go ahead and let my bank go through the fraud claim then, and you will be notified from the bank.
Okay. Do you know how those work, disputes?
I do.
Okay. So once you do that, ma'am, and they'll temporarily refund you the money. And after that, they'll conduct an investigation. They'll go on our website and they'll do a mock sign up and do exactly what you did and order like you kind of did, those same mini pods and things. And we'll provide them with all of our information that we have on your account with a tracking number that states the items were delivered to your address. And once they do and they read our terms and conditions, they'll be able to see that this is a legitimate charge. It's not fraud. And then they'll refund us back the money, taking it back from you. So then you're out of the money. But in order for you not to have to do that.
Could I speak to your supervisor, please?
Yes, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
Thank you.
Ma'am, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so I just reached out to the supervisor, and they advised me to tell you what I had already just told you and offer you a 35% refund.
Nope, I want 100% refund, please. I did not receive any product. I didn't even have a chance to send it back. So you're telling me if I would have received the product and I did not want it, I could not send it back for a refund?
Okay, then you would have had to return the product. That's why I'm offering
no, answer,
to reship
answer
it to
my
you.
Question, please.
Ma'am?
Answer my question, please. If I would have received the product, did not like it, and sent it back, would I have received a refund?
Yes.
Okay, I do not want the product.
Okay, where is the product? Can you return it?
Of course I can't return it. I never received it.
So, ma'am, that's why I'm offering to reship it to you.
I don't want the product. For the third time, I do not want it.
Okay,
I do not want it from this company if this is the way that you act for it. No, I don't want it.
Okay, ma'am. I'm willing to offer you a 50%
refund. No, I want 100%.
All righty. Let me reach out to the billing department. So, ma'am, I'm able to offer you almost 100% refund, with the exception of a $9.95 fee.
Nope. No, I don't want a $9.95 fee. Why are you charging me $9.95 now?
Ma'am, because I wasn't even supposed to offer you these refunds. I wasn't supposed to give them to you. Now there's a $9.95 fee for the fact that it stated that it was delivered and you did not receive it. You're saying you did not receive it.
That right. I did not receive it.
Okay, so I did a worldwide tracking. Okay, it shows us every time we deliver something, it is scanned. So I
it
put it in.
Be, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So I took it and I took it to the UPS website. And it stated it was delivered to your house March 10th at 3:14. Okay.
Well, it was not delivered.
Okay. So.
I would have known that.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Are in a rural community. If it would have been delivered, I would have seen.
Okay, ma'am. So I am refunding you back. Just a moment here.
What was the total charge on it?
$59.95. So I will be refunding you back $110. It was the whole total charge was $119.95.
For both items.
For both items together, it was $119.95.
Okay, that's what I want refunded.
What?
$119.95.
Hello? I'm here, ma'am. I'm processing those refunds. Alrighty, ma'am. I just processed both of those refunds. You can expect to receive them within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, well, did you just credit the account that it was charged on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now we have a problem.
Okay, so, ma'am, I do understand when you stated, there's no way for me to take another bank information from you. So I do recall when you stated to me that it was sent, you canceled that account. So it will be sent to you in a check, ma'am.
Okay, that's all you would have had to tell me.
I just said
that it would be.
Ma'am.
Crediting it to the account and sending me a check are two different things.
Okay.
If you would go ahead and send a check, yes, that would be fine. But I want it for the full amount.
It is for the full amount. Disregarded the $9.95.
Thank you. And when should I expect that?
Let's just see exactly how long does it take to receive this check. One moment here. Could you verify that address for me one more time, ma'am, just so we can have
P.O. Box 1903. P.O. Box 190354, Hungry Horse, Montana 59919.
Yes, ma'am. Just a moment here. Just waiting on a response from the billing department, ma'am, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so it could take a few weeks for you to receive that check, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And just for my own information, what is your name?
Danae.
Danae. Okay. If I don't receive it, I'll just be returning your call.
Okay. Thank you for contacting customer care. You have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.